Yemenis have once again taken to the streets of the capital Sana'a to denounce Saudi Arabia's deadly war on their country. The rally was called by the Answer the Movement, and Press TV correspondent Mohammed Latab was there.
Large crowds gathered in the Yemeni capital Sana'a to protest against the ongoing Saudi war. Speakers condemned Saudi Arabia's policy of starvation and bombardment against Yemeni people. People said they were determined to defend their country.
We have staged this rally in response to a call by the Ansarullah leader. We will not surrender despite all the hardships caused by this U.S.-Saudi-led war.
Participants also pledged to continue fighting against what they call the Saudi tyranny and its economic war on Yemen.
We are ready to join the ranks of fighters who have taught invaders good lessons so far. Saudi Plus will be foiled thanks to the people's resistance.
According to the United Nations, about 8.4 million Yemeni residents are at risk of starvation. The UN envoy to Yemen has warned the number could jump by another 10 million by the end of 2018.
Protesters say they will continue their resistance against Saudi aggression. They believe that Riyadh and its allies will ultimately fail in their military campaign that has left nearly 15,000 people dead, mostly civilians. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.
Joining us now is Robert Inlakesh, activist and political commentator. Hello, Robert. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Your thoughts on this ongoing deadly, you know, aggression that we're seeing on innocent Yemeni civilians?
Well, it's undisputable that what's going on is absolutely horrific. Millions upon millions of people starving to death. We don't even know how many people have been killed by the Saudi bombs and really Western bombs dropped upon the civilian population of Yemen. We have no clue as to how many people really have perished. The real big problem that I see is the fact that this is just not covered whatsoever in Western mainstream media. Really, the only outlets to really cover this are alternate media and the likes of Press TV, which are going to show you what's really happening. Even if it does make its way onto Western mainstream media, they're not going to make people feel so outraged as to want to do something about it. Even though this war, for instance, even if you're going to take it from a very personal, a very selfish perspective in the West, is affecting people in the West in their pockets. The Saudis are pumping up tremendous amounts of gas and selling them this gas very, very cheap. And basically, it's putting others out of business elsewhere in the world, which is affecting people in Western countries straight down to their pockets. Economically, it's affecting them. But this isn't being told to them. And even if it is presented on the mainstream media, all we are hearing is that somehow, oh yeah, even if they say it's a proxy war against the people of Yemen with the U.S. behind them, they never say Israel, they never mention Israel, but the U.S. behind them, then they say and give a counterbalance as if Iran is the other one. Oh, Iran is behind this, and Iran is fighting the U.S. through Saudi and the Houthis, and that's the way they are portraying it. And if people hear that, they just assume, oh, look, it's a war against Iran. Basically, it's a sort of a proxy war against Iran. So some of them even support it. And this is the biggest problem, is we don't understand what's happening in the West. Most people in the street, you ask them, they don't even know what's happening. They don't know there's a war. They don't even know what Yemen is.
Meanwhile, you have five-year-old kids that, like you said, millions of them that are either starving or living on one single meal a day. And it's just horrendous, isn't it, Rob?
It's absolutely disgusting. And this is the sort of thing that Saudi have no problem doing, but we're going to portray them as so, oh, they're reforming now, are they? They're reforming. And that's the portrayal we get of them. And as they're getting closer and closer to Israel, they become our best allies. You know, for instance, Theresa May, her husband is making money off selling weapons to Saudi Arabia. And that isn't seen, like, nobody in Britain knows it, but that's a huge conflict of interest. She should be kicked out of office for this, but it's not the case. And again, there's just no light being shone on this. Nobody even knows it's happening. The amount of people that are being killed is just absolutely disgraceful, but nobody knows. and it's completely besieged. They don't let anybody in to report on it either. So it's just left down to what they're left with, and then the lobby groups clear that all up. And a lot of the mainstream media in the West is partly owned by the Saudis as well as the Israelis, the Zionists. So we're hearing.
Thanks, Rob, for one more time for your perspective. Appreciate it. Robert Inlakesh there, activist and political commentator, joining us out of Calgary, Canada.